want our wedding to be legally recognised. So our ceremony is a humanist ceremony. So they're not currently legally recognised in Northern Ireland, and we are trying to change that ahead of the wedding.
So both yourself and Eunan describe yourselves as humanists. There'll be some people who aren't totally familiar with the term. What is a humanist?
Humanists are essentially atheists who live their life by a set of values. The best way to describe it would be living ethically, fulfilling lives that are based on rational thinking, reason. That's the best way to describe it. It's a new term for a lot of people, I suppose, but yeah.
Now, you've cleared the first stage in a high court battle to have your forthcoming humanist marriage to Eunan legally recognised. So you'll get married. We've heard of, you know, humanists getting married before. We've also heard of humanists dying and special services for humanist burials in the past. Indeed, there's one particular lady who'll ring a bell in my mind from childhood. Miss Helen from Romper Room is a very well-known humanist and a humanist minister, I believe, and conducts services and ceremonies. So it's not the first time that we're hearing about humanists locally in this part of the world being in the news headlines, but I wasn't aware of the difficulty in relation to two humanists having their marriage vows recognised. Who is it that's not recognising it? Is it City Hall? Who are you taking to court?
It's essentially the law, the current law in Northern Ireland. So I'm taking the General Registrar to court because we initially applied for temporary authorisation for a legal ceremony, and they declined. They said that while they understand our points where, you know, religious beliefs are recognised legally, they understand that there may be some discrimination there in our case, but they are only acting within the law. And so I feel that they may have been able to interpret the law to allow us that, so we're taking them to court. And subsequently, we are trying to take the law to court, if that makes sense. We want to change the law. So if we don't win, if the General Registrar do not agree, then we want to change the law to help ourselves to get the wedding that we want, but also the many other people in our position who go ahead with having humanist ceremonies because it represents who they are as individuals and how they go about life. There's plenty of us out there, but it's just a shame that, yes, we can do the ceremony, but it's not legally recognised and we have to do the legal bit before or after.
So you're doing this on behalf of humanists who are already married and humanists who may get married to each other in the future?
Yeah, and the feedback has been really good from people emailing and tweeting and getting in touch saying that they're either in the same position and thanking us for being the first to sort of step up and challenge this, or people who said that they had to travel elsewhere in the world to have their ceremony legally recognised. I mean, our neighbouring countries that have it recognised is, well, Scotland, even the Republic of Ireland, it's legal there. But, you know, Northern Ireland is our home, and so we want to be close to our family. We want to be in familiar terrain when we're getting married. And I want that to be, I want our ceremony to embody us as people, as well as us declaring our love in front of our loved ones. And we want that, obviously, to be legal.
It's certainly going to be a high-profile wedding when you have a glamour model, a busy glamour model who's on the circuit doing all the things that you've been doing down the years, Laura, and Eunan, who's seen as one of the leading Irish footballers at this moment in time. So when are you getting married? Where's the ceremony?
We're getting... I can't tell you where.
Of course you can tell me where.
You
can tell me where so the paparazzi can be all around.
Oh, no, it's the 22nd of June. And this actually, yesterday, with getting leave granted in court was amazing. And that is the first time that myself and Eunan have been public with our relationship. So we've been together for a few years now and we've never been, you know, public about that. So we're both private individuals and in a relationship we're private. So we've had to accept that we need to go public in order to further the case. So this is all new to us, and it's funny today, like waking up and the connection between us and people saying congratulations on getting married and stuff, so it's quite nice.
And where did you guys meet?
No, that's too long of a story. Like, but I think Union was familiar with me for quite a while before he got in contact with me. He'd seen me on different stuff, debating and things, and he got in touch saying that he likes what I do and what I stand for and stuff, and it sort of evolved from there, but it's a long story.
He was drawn to your debating skills, and I'm not being cheeky by that, because you've appeared in the media many times on a number of issues, including about faith and being a leading member of the atheist society here in Northern Ireland. You've also campaigned on other issues, haven't you?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I'm just extremely passionate person who likes to tackle different issues that I find interesting. So, yeah, this is an interesting one, because it's very personal. You know, like, obviously, I've been a humanist long before I even met Union. So, to have something that is like deeply entwined in what's going on with your personal life and your viewpoint is quite interesting.
Do you enjoy that whole wag scene you're on?
No, that's.
Of course you do. I'm looking at the pictures here. You've got to be one of the best looking wags in the whole game.
No, I'm not a wag, no.
You're not a wag. Of course you're a wag. You're a wife or a girlfriend. You know what I mean? You're going to be. But you know, it's not a derogatory term, but you're living that champagne showbiz lifestyle with one of the finest, fittest footballers that the Republic of Ireland, of course, have. We should have him. Northern Ireland should have him, but he chose to play for the Republic. Laura, I want to wish you every success in the future. Be interesting to see how indeed the legal element of it pans out for humanists in general. And there'll be Leeds United fans who, and there's many of them in Northern Ireland, especially my age, who've been following the team through the glory days and in more recent times as they battle their way back towards the Premiership, who'd be dying to know how many Leeds United footballers are coming to your wedding. You're not going to tell me that.
Well, we actually haven't even got our invitations made yet. I think they are only finished on Thursday, so we're cutting it fine. So I can't tell you who's going yet, because obviously we haven't got the RSVPs back.
Laura, every joy with your marriage, and thanks for talking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.